Right now, it's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American as we take a look at the Republican American for today, tomorrow, and the day before, as a matter of fact. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, guys.
You're live on the scene.
Yes.
Well, the big story, really, there's a couple of stories, and I'll pass them along to you, but the big story is the incredible ice jam in Kent.
Yes, unbelievable. I never remember this in all the years we've lived here, and it's just a mound of ice. It just got jammed up and covered the road and caused evacuations of people down on Route 7 south.
And the size of it is the sheer amazing part of it. It all developed when the ice broke loose from the Housatonic on that one really warm day.
Mm-hmm.
And what compounds it is it got cold again, and now that jam basically runs basically from just south of Kent almost to Bulls Bridge. It's amazing.
It is amazing. We keep saying the power of water is just incredible. Incredible.
You know, I was talking to Ruth before we got on the air. When I was a kid, there was an ice jam that formed under the covered bridge in West Cornwall. The covered bridge always wasn't as high as it is now.
Mm.
And it was actually, it potentially could have lifted the bridge off its moorings.
That's
incredible. And back then, I'm pretty sure they used dynamite on it to get it going. And what's interesting about this ice jam is that since it got cold again, it's even frozen together more solid now.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess just has to run its course.
And the state will keep its eye on it. And you just got to hope that it doesn't do much damage to the roadbed.
That too, yeah. And there have been calls for basement, pump outs down there, and people are stuck in their homes if they didn't evacuate. It's a mess.
And there's a possibility of 2 to 5 inches of snow Tuesday night into Wednesday.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Oh, gee.
Then a brief warm-up again this weekend, so maybe that will help things if it gets up to 40, 45 degrees.
You should see Kent School. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, I see the pictures, and I'm absolutely amazed.
It
takes a lot to amaze me, but when I saw the overhead pictures of the length of that ice jam, like I said, the river does jam up there. It has happened.
Yes.
It does. That's why they have the ice watch there in that one particular section.
Right.
I've never seen this big and this dangerous of a jam.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
So. Now, I have to tell you, the Republican American ran a couple of different stories that I highlighted on Facebook and also on the Region 1 report.
I bet I know which ones.
the one story was about the grading system.
Yes, people are, parents down here are, as you saw, are upset, not just down here.
It's region-wide.
Yeah. We have a new grading system that doesn't allow for failure, and it calls for continuing, for the kids to just continue to keep trying to pass. and so you have A, B, C, and not yet proficient, and homework is not graded or required, and parents believe it's just too easy, and they're not happy.
The implementation of this has been horrible because some teachers are giving Fs. I've seen report cards. People have shown me report cards.
Oh, okay.
Some teachers are actually giving Fs.
So there is inconsistency.
There is inconsistency with it, and parents are really, really upset about that.
Yeah. Well, as with the scheduling, they're speaking out now about what's happening when they're not happy. And so, and teachers, too, have expressed their concerns, which is, it's right from the get-go. There have been, it's been opposition to these new ideas and implementations. Not so much them as much as you say, the people weren't prepared. It just happened quickly, and that's what they're disturbed about.
And to go along with that, another story that I posted that was in the Republican American today, it shows a continued lack of communication with the administration of Region 1, with once again on the scheduling of not even consulting the local boards of the local schools and just coming up with a schedule.
Yeah. The calendar for next year was discussed at that meeting, and Pat McCara, who's Eagle Eyes, said, wait a minute, she had a meeting the week before. The calendar had not even been brought up, and they were approving it without any of the other boards seeing it. So the board realized it really needed to get input from the other boards. So they approved it, but they will look at it again next month after all the other boards have had a chance to give their opinions. So
it just shows...
Just as she said, you're going at it backwards.
Yeah, it shows a lack of understanding how a network of six schools and the high school have to work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, as I say, she'll be an eagle eye on that board, and she's already brought to their attention some things that need to be looked at.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then there was the tree issue. Last year, the board approved
a tree to honor Patricia Chamberlain,
the former superintendent. And the trees go through the Landscape and Arboretum Committee. And John Sanders, who's on that now from Cornwall, reported that they do not want to put honorific trees. They're only class trees. And so Phil Hart was from Cornwall had pushed. He came in, I think, in September and made an impassioned plea to for this tree. They went back to the Landscape and Arboretum Committee, and they said, mm-mm. So the board has now decided not to pursue that and will look at some other way to honor her.
Well, I saw that the superintendent came up with an idea possibly of a statue or a plaque. I think there'll be a cold day in hell before there's a statue of Patricia Chamberlain standing next to Abe Lincoln at the high school.
I don't know that it was a statue of her she was talking about, but a statue in her honor. And that, not so sure that's going to go.
I think that it would be wonderful for history 100 years from now. This is Abraham Lincoln.
My suggestion on Facebook was the burning bush, because the burning bush, and as the story is told, is a bush that burns, but it doesn't consume itself.
My favorite burning bush story has nothing to do with that.
Oh, Marshall.
I know.
Yeah.
They could plant that in the middle of the Oval. that's just a joke, folks.
Just a joke. So lots coming out of the school board, and lots. They are having retreats, and there are several members of the new boards around. So they're having FOI teachings and lots of different things as the year gets underway, or the new people get underway. We have flooding up in. We had some flooding up in North Canaan as well. Sodom Road's closed because of. Ice jams and culvert overflows. We have other things going on, and we have Cornwall Board of Selectmen tomorrow night. Kind of a quiet week otherwise.
Yeah. Well,
some good talks coming up.
Yeah.
The ACLU talk Sunday.
At Noble Horizons.
Yeah, 2 o'clock on Sunday.
And you've got the Plastic Ocean put on by the Salisbury Forum, mm-hmm. and the Filmworks Forum. That's on Sunday as well.
Yeah, we also have a talk down here about Old Kent right at the same time as the ACLU talk. It's one of those things that, looking back at Old Kent families, which would have been fun, but I'm going to have to decide which one to go to. Library shows, Historic Society shows, lots happening. So we're back on the track with... lots of coverage. Went to an interesting one yesterday on bears at the Cornwall Library. Went to one on Saturday about bird migration. We're into nature this weekend because there was not much else to do in the cold and the snow. So it was a way of getting away from it all. Lovely photos of flora and fauna and animals. So lots to do, and we'll be out there.
All right, Ruth. Keep good work. We'll speak to you next week.
All right, guys. Stay warm. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio, rap-am.com.